True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's head down Baffin Way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz. Rihanna, good morning. How are you, girl?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I love this week right here. I'm telling you, it's already Thanksgiving. Crazy, man.
It's unreal. When your producer was like, "Oh, happy Thanksgiving," I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute, what?"
Right around the corner. What are you cooking?
Well, actually, I'm not cooking. I'm going to go to a one of the churches over here. They have a picnic. It's an annual Thanksgiving picnic, and so we just go to that. So I don't cook on Thanksgiving. I used to, but it's just a lot for a small group, small family. Yeah. It's really not I don't like to cook that much for just a 3 to 5 folks. So we just go over there. They have activities for the kids and able to see old faces and see our friends. And so we always just go to that. It's a lot easier. And they usually make some pretty good food. They have homemade pies and all the fixings, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to some good grub.
Yeah.
But I think we're supposed to have some cooler weather for that day too. It's been hot.
It has, especially right now, for you guys down there. Y'all been really warm.
It's been feeling honestly a lot of my some of my clients this week, we talked about it. It felt a lot like spring. Early spring is what this week has felt like. Well, we get those gnarly southeast winds going and blowing 25, 30 miles an hour, and it's real dewy and real dense. You know, that's what it's felt like. As a matter of fact, it's what it feels like right now. I'm standing out here on my by my boat, and I had laid out everything to dry last night. I should have put it back up. It's not dry anymore. And then the night.
So you guys, humidity down there this morning. We're dry up here, man. It's nice and cool. Got a north breeze, kind of north northeast,
wow.
And man, it's a nice morning.
So I think that I'm not too sure if that cold front stalled a little bit further north of us, and that's what's bringing, because we got rain yesterday.
That was on that line. You know, even Blaine said he got a little bit at his ranch, you know, up above you.
Yeah, well, I was very thankful.
He's in Jim Hall County above you, but
I'm sure he needed it.
Oh, they'll take y'all every little bit they can get, especially this time of year.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, as a matter of fact, just saw lightning strike just east of us, so kind of northeast of us. So I guess I could kind of see it. The sun's starting to heat up the sky, and I can see the line of clouds. Looks like it's starting southeast and heading north, kind of northeast, northwest, but it's further out in the Gulf, looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a lot of humidity right here right now, because earlier this week I was preparing for that cold front to come in Friday morning is what they were saying.
It's already switching around. This is so weird, you know, because I was doing the forecast this morning. It was showing these north northeast winds today, and then tonight it's going to go southeast, and tomorrow it's going to be south. And I'm looking at, you got some showers right there by you. Just came across Baffin.
Yeah,
and actually Alizon, and they're heading towards Corpus.
Good deal. We need some rain out here, and
it's raining pretty good in Alice right now.
Good, that's good, man. We're pretty dry over here. It happened so beautifully yesterday. I had just mowed the yard, and I had sprinklers out everywhere, which I hate having to roll out them hoses and then roll them back. And so I finally rolled up all the hoses and mowed the yard, and about 20, 30 minutes later, it started raining. Got about maybe quarter inch to half inch of rain. It was a really subtle, slow shower for about maybe 20, 30 minutes. So we really, really needed that, because we haven't had any. I can't remember the last time we've had rain, Nikki. It's been a while. It's been at least 2 months, maybe.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Been a while. Yeah, but this week has been interesting on the water. A lot of folks that I know, they've been saying the same thing. They've had a tougher week than usual on the water. And not only that, this was a good moon phase. You know, we had a new moon this last week. The pressure was lingering around 30. Some later in the afternoon, it would come down below 30, but not much. It was around that 30 range. We had good wind. We had a little bit of dampness in the air later in the week with this little system that came into our region. But earlier in the week, it was a little bit more dry. But I had high hopes for this week, really and truly. And so did my guys. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had one client and a good friend of mine, and we fished hard. I mean, Nikki, we fished hard. And one thing, I always try to be as honest as I can. And I don't, you know, somebody comes in, I'm like, man, if I'd be lying to you if I'd say it was stellar this week. It wasn't. It was a struggle. Monday, we fished till 5. Tuesday, we fished till 5. And then Wednesday, we came in around 2:33. And the biggest trout we pulled in those 3 days was probably close to 5.
Yeah.
Close to 5 pounds. this time of year. It seems like a reoccurring pattern. November, December here in Baffin happens every year. We start getting those big cold fronts. All that piggy perch that's back here right now, it's left the premises. It's gone. Or at least it's out deep. We're not getting those tail bites here, you know.
Well, that's good.
In areas.
Get them out of there. Get them off the flats. I know Kim, she's still having problems with them there in POC.
Yeah, see, though, I miss those tail bites because it seems like those trout.
False hope. Been,
yep. Them
I just
trout
got bit and rear your tail in, it's gone, going, oh, man, I know what that was. He's following it. Follow-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those
my buddies were down there for, let's see, they went down last Sunday and came back Thursday. And they had a good time. They caught some fish and had quite a few overs and just good solid bites, topwater bite. And, you know, they fished all around. He said, one of them was telling me, man, I can't believe all the grass on Cathead. I said, I know. That's what telling y'all when I waded it with Rihanna. I'd never seen that much grass on that bar out there like that.
There's a lot of it there right now. Fished that area, I fished that area 5 days in a row this week, and there's a lot of pretty structure there. Of course,
there
when I went there, it was later in the afternoon.
The setup is perfect, you know, especially when it gets cold, and when you get into that late January, mid-February, man.
There's some beautiful potholes in there. When the water, when it's not too chalked up, you can really see them and work them deliberately, really work the outside edges of those potholes. Now, in the summertime, when that grass got really, really dense in there and the floating grass gets a little bit too intense, I didn't really fish that area much. But in the spring and then, of course, coming into the winter, it's a lot easier to fish. And then, of course, later in the afternoon, we're seeing a little bit of floating grass, but it's nothing like it was in the summer. It's starting to die down. As we're coming into transitioning into winter patterns, you start seeing that grass start to kind of die off a little bit with each cold front. But you really need a really, really cold snap, 30s for 3-4 days to really kill off some of that grass. But right now, it's healthy all over the place. It's healthy. I mean, I've done a couple of navigation trips between now and about 2 months ago. And so what I'll do is I'll just lay down safe tracks for them. Usually they follow me in their boat and I have them lay down tracks. We'll go over certain structures of fish and areas that they could fish certain times of the year and whatnot. And so we'll pretty much run the whole perimeter of Baffin. And so when I've done that, it also gives me an opportunity to look at areas that, I might not be fishing at that given time. And I'll tell you this, both times that I've, done it here recently, I've noticed a lot of grass up on the shorelines everywhere. And I'm talking in areas where I just fished Texas Parks and Wildlife this last Friday, and they told me the salinity here has been in the 40s. It's still right now. They just tested it. I think last week it's in the 40s, 40 parts per thousand, which is pretty low.
I mean, what's the Gulf on average, 32 or something like that?
It's not much lower.
Man, that's, and I've seen times this time of year down in Baffin where the salinities have been 70 and 80 parts per thousand.
Yes,
just like the Great Salt Lake, man.
I remember about 3 years ago, I just ran. I just wanted to go run back of Alizon, and I wanted to go look at something and scout and whatnot. And I didn't put my feet down. I just ran back there. It was blowing out of the southeast. It was kind of hot. I remember it was maybe late spring, early summer.
Yeah.
And when I came back out of there, I had a layer of salt on my entire self, on my boat, on my hands. It was the most saltiest feeling that I had ever had. I'll never forget it. I remember when I got home, I went and got my finger and I swiped it across my light bar, and it was so thick that I was like, I was like, man, this is just unreal. I mean, even what I wiped off, it didn't take off all the salt that was on the light bar. But that's
it's like that boat ramp you'd come in during the daytime when the sun's out, and it's salt crystals everywhere from everybody's pulling their boats out. Let me knock this break out, Rihanna. I'll be right back at you, girl. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back.
All righty.
All right.
I know we're talking about salinity and...
Yes.
Salinity levels in Bath. And, this week I was walking back to the boat. I think it was Wednesday afternoon, and actually, no, it was Tuesday, because it was like close to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were just mad at them. And we were like, well, what about this spot? And, you know, of course, this client of mine, her and I will stay out there all day. And she's like, well, what about over here? And I'm like, let's go. Let's go do it. And if I'm mad at them, I'll stay out there all day as long as I don't have anything conflicting with the schedule or whatnot. And so that last wave that we made, I had walked back to the boat tail tucked, and I was like, man, what a day. And just kind of observing whenever I walk a shoreline, looking for different, you know, could be artifacts or shells and whatnot, and saw quite a few blue crab way up in that shallow grass. And of course I would kind of spook them off, and they would run out deep. But those blue crab are really salt sensitive, and so when we see those back there, and that was we were fishing a shoreline right there at Clayburg Point. You have East Clayburg Point, then you have Clayburg Point, which is further in Baffin, and it was an area that we were covered from the wind that was blowing about gusting maybe 35. It was almost straight out of the east. And so I said, let's go over here. I said that we should be blot, find some good-looking water. Sure enough, the water looked good there for that that time later in the evening. And the wind was picking up at that time. So that walk back, I saw at least four or five blue crab that way back and out and baffin. You know, that's at the mouth of the Cayo in Amazon, right there where we were. So it's pretty far back. Seeing those blue crabs back there is a good sign. And that was, of course, before I found out that the salinity level has been in the 40s from Texas Parks and Wildlife when they fished with me on Friday. And so whenever I take them fishing, we're just trying to tag trout for the trout tagging program that they have right now. And so right now, I believe it's 21 trout that they've got tagged. I think they're going to try to, they're pushing for 50 yeah. trout over 25 inches. And so, of course, Friday, we fished hard. And we fished some really, really beautiful looking area. I mean, potholes, that good looking trout water, a little bit chalky, but you could still see the potholes. And water about maybe a foot and a three quarters to about 2 feet. And well, our water temperature has been 76 to 79 in some areas. Later in the day, of course, it's a little bit warmer. Some of my guys have been wet wading. I know my Texas Parks and Wildlife guys, they wet waded that day. And I was like, man, I said, y'all, if I'm cool right now in this way, y'all must be freezing. And sure enough, he was like, I don't even want to talk about it. I was like, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
As I bet you're cold. And so first thing in the morning, it's a little cool. But, of course, as we go into the afternoon, it's actually quite comfortable. I'm even considering taking off my waders on that last wade in the afternoon. But it's interesting. This year, this time of year, I can't stress enough how interesting it is watching. I mean, just the tide fluctuation, our water level fluctuation, Mickey, like a month
yeah, we're
and
on
a half
some,
ago.
We're on some good incoming and outgoing, especially the outgoing tide
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm,
and if you're seeing it down there where there's just, I mean, you got what? You got the Packery Channel, the closest pass to you, and then you got
yeah.
Mansfield. I mean, that's it.
Yes. That's a long, long way.
Long ways, man. That's a
it
long
is.
Ways for current to travel.
Absolutely. Yeah, and our water level has fluctuated. It's been fluctuating big time. Of course, with these cold fronts, we had that bull tide late October. And, I mean, areas where I'm normally fishing, it was hard to fish that time. And now, I know last week we were in the negatives. And I know later this week, Monday, Tuesday, it got into the positives. It was, I think Monday was still in the negatives, but not by yeah. much. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, it came up. And then, of course, later in the week, it came up a little bit more with this low pressure system. Whenever we get these low pressure systems, luckily it helps bring in some water. And only that too, when we get those really big easterly winds, it seems like it pushes some water from out from the Gulf in shoreward into us. So that kind of helped. And I know Tuesday, Wednesday, we had a pretty strong easterly wind, and when it gets like that, it's tough. I tell you what, it makes this Haney 25T very much appreciated. I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it's been running this boat here. Things that you know, it makes running out into Baffin and to the mouth, running out to Cathead, Badlands, if I want to run out to Yarborough, I mean, it's just like Cadillac. I'm so thankful that I decided to make this transition. And yeah, it was a big transition when I did it. Coming from a cat to a V hole with a tunnel. Yeah. It was, of course, if you're big on comfort and feel, and you know, it's a big change on that. It's like, changing your golf grip, you know, when you're so used to, swinging the golf club and holding a certain way, and then you alter your golf grip, that even just that subtle little change makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
in
is.
Everything. And that's exactly what's running a boat. But you know, I knew that this is what I needed, for here specifically, in Baffin. And man, it makes for coming across those 3-4 foot swells, it makes it easy. And I'm telling you, we came across some pretty big swells this week. Thursday, it was blowing.
That day I fished with you, we went through some pretty good stuff in that boat, too. I mean, that was.
We did. We did.
But that's the nature of the beast down there.
It is.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And doable in the mornings and then a brutal ride back in the afternoons.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, and it can get brutal out there. And if, you know, if you can run inside tie gauge, which I've been running inside tie gauge bar, it's been, man, there's a tiny little, if you thought it was shallow that one time that I took y'all across there, you should see it now. And I've been running in there, and you can do it in this 25T. There's just a subtle little tiny opening that you.
Yeah, the tide's low. You just got to James Bond it, man, and jump the bar.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that throttle down.
I did that one time in a tournament. I said, I'm not running out there in that stuff. I was in a nasty little shallow water boat Blaine and I were fishing out of down there, and I said, watch this. We made it the way in. No hiccups. Didn't hit any rocks. We got lucky.
Wow. Yeah, that little move, that little sacrifice right there definitely saved y'all for sure.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure running this thing here. This week has been tough. On Thursday it was blowing out of the southeast, almost straight south. And I think later in the day it was gusting about 40.
And yeah, that's nasty.
It was nasty. So we just huddled up on the south shoreline, and I told my guy that day, I said, man, I said, you know what? These are tough conditions. I said, you know what? There's two things that I can't control. I can't control the weather, and I can't control the bite. I wish I could, but all we can do is control our attitude and fish this as hard as we can and make it count. And so we did. We fished some water that was, of course, it was chalky. You know, we just huddled up on that south shoreline and kind of got blocked from the wind. I wanted to fish Cathead, and I did go over there, and man, it was chalked up. It was pretty brutal, and I said, man, let's get out of this wind. So we went to the south shoreline. We got on some decent fish. I lost one over there that was maybe about 5.5, maybe pushing 6.
Right.
But
that'd work.
Yeah, it would have. When she came out of the water, I was like, well, hello. I haven't seen you in a while.
Up jumped a boogeyman all of a sudden. Where'd this come from?
I know.
Well, hey, speaking of coming from, I got to go. I'm fixing to go get in the blind with Bink Grimes live from the blind here this next segment. But, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Rihanna, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure thing. My number is 361-296-5400. I will be in Mansfield starting this week, so you want to come down and get on some big trout down in Mansfield, give me a call. Let's
That'll work, man. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Have a good time with your family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Mickey, and to all of our listeners, and hope you have a good week, and good luck out there in the blind.
All right, Rihanna. We'll see you, girl. Take care now.
All righty.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:35 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go get in the blind with Captain Bink Grimes this morning and see what's up with the ducks. Good morning, Bink. What's up with the ducks, man?
Man, pretty good.
Pretty good?
We're sitting on. Yeah, we've already shot more this morning than we did yesterday.
Well, that's good.
A little change in the weather.
A little slow yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was. We were sitting on a lot of ducks. They just didn't move. I think if we'd have stayed a little bit longer, but we tried to fish too, and my other group that stayed a little longer ended up with, I don't know, 15 or 16 birds and like 5 snow geese or something. So,
right.
And that's still, you know, that's an admirable hunt, but that was still less than what we thought. We thought we were all going to come in here and just kill them and get out with as many birds we have, but they just didn't move.
Hey, they don't move. You can't get them, man. It's like fish. They don't bite. You can't catch them.
I mean, there was no wind yesterday. Heck, we got on the bay. We got on the bay by 11. And I'm for the first 2 hours, I mean, there was no wind. I put the trolling motor down, and we just went over reefs, and we caught them. We caught them pretty daggum good. But
awesome.
We really started catching them around that major about 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and we got just a light southeast just for a little while. And, man, it's like lit them off. So we ended up having a pretty good fishing trip. Caught a bunch of big old sand trout. Golly, it was good. I mean, we caught our trout too, but man, had a bunch of big old sand trout on worms. It's good.
Boy, it'd be good. A good fresh batch of big sandies to fry up. Man, those are good.
That's what they did. They got off the boat and went straight to the waterfront there in the harbor and had them cook them for them.
Awesome.
So it was good. Mm-hmm.
Sweet,
yeah, we got a little change in the weather.
Trout.
Mm-hmm. Got a little change in the weather today. We got a little, you know, northeast wind. At least it's not 75 when you get in the truck in the morning. It's about 65. And
yeah, it's nice and cool outside this morning with that breeze. And hey, it's nice.
It is.
Good hunting morning.
Mm-hmm. I think we've seen probably 11 ducks, and we've shot 10 of them. So
right.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, that is good.
In the big water.
Got 10. Yet. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we're hunting a little secluded hole that's been full of them, hadn't been touched. So we're going.
Oh, you're in a different blind this morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we're right off the marsh, right next to it. But
switch horses.
Sitting there. Mm-hmm. So it had greenheads.
I didn't see or hear much on duck hunting yesterday.
there was
maybe a couple of good shoots over this way that I heard about, but that's kind of spotty, brother. Kind of spotty.
Wasn't a whole lot going on, man. I mean, it was I'm telling you, it was 75. I mean, just hot and hot and no wind. I mean,
yeah, muggy with no wind.
It didn't even feel like teal season. You know,
no.
It felt hotter than teal season. You expect that during September teal, you know.
Right. Well, it's going to warm right up behind this one. I mean, the wind's going to go southeast tonight and then due south tomorrow. So,
and then come back wind. Come back north Wednesday, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that, Wednesday or Thursday. So, be a little better for Thanksgiving morning.
Maybe we'll at least get to wear a hoodie this week. It'd be nice for a change.
Would be, wouldn't it?
Instead of wearing shorts. Today's the first day I've worn blue jeans under my waders in a while. Good Lord. Just sweat your tail off.
Yeah. That's no joke.
Mm-mm. No, I heard reports yesterday a few more gadwalls too. But like I said, it's hard to we had gadwalls working us yesterday. But man, it's hard to shoot them when there's no wind and they're coming from the heavens. You know, they're traveling from a long ways to get to us. I don't know where they're roosting, but they're coming a long ways away to get to us. And
yeah,
because
once they
dumping
get
to
you, they're up high.
I mean, high.
Yeah.
But that's typical. Been our marsh, man, from long as I've been in here. I mean, they come from the heavens, but they suck down, but it's hard to do it when there's no wind, you know. But so I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know. Sometimes they roost on us, but they're not roosting on us now. But sometimes they do. But when they're coming that high, when they're that high and they're coming to us, they're coming from a long ways off. But they're coming, that's for sure. That's a good thing.
I can hear your dog whining. She's anxious. Come on, Denny.
She's
put
anxious.
Some more birds on the water for me.
I don't know. I mean, heck, it was fast. You could do it for 5 minutes, and then we come on the air, and it's nothing. We'll get another shot of them. There's some greenheads.
Oh, we'll get us a flurry. We got time, man. Uh-huh. We still got we got about 15 minutes. We're good.
There's a pair of greenheads I've been watching in this hole, greenhead and a hen.
Right.
We had a pair of model ducks come in early. We got both of them, and then I think we got 8 teal to go with them.
That's a good start. So,
yeah, oh, it is, yeah, yeah.
Be nice for about 35, 40 pintails drop in on you.
Oh. Yeah, it would. We got
and
the
it'd
wind
be
to do
sweeter
it,
if everybody tripled.
We go fire up the grill and eat some breakfast. Yeah, I think a lot of those guys on the bay yesterday kind of struggled early in the morning and then waited it out and caught them a little bit better closer to lunch. Because I'm telling you, there wasn't a breath of wind on the water yesterday. Good Lord.
Yeah, what time was
they're coming at us. Okay. Let them come, let them come. Now cut them. The greenheads that we just spoke about.
Yeah.
Hit the ground.
Greenhead?
Yeah, greenhead and a hen.
Mallards on the pond, baby. Got them down. That
mallards
dog's really going to have it.
Oh, you are calling a mallard a greenhead.
Yeah, greenhead, huh?
Yeah, you called that shot, man. How about that?
Oh, we ordered them up at McDonald's. Hey,
that's it.
Order,
hey,
baby.
Just like the drive-thru, huh? Come on with it. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fair.
So you got a greenhead and a hen.
Uh-huh. They come in just as pretty as you want to see.
Now they live together, they love together, and now they die together.
Y'all want one? Y'all want the greenhead? Okay. Yep. Yeah, they did it. They did it. You didn't hear me. I didn't say anything.
Mallards on a string, baby.
There should be another pair. This old pond's got so much food in it.
hands got so much clean.
Is that you walking around in the water?
Yeah, that's me. My dog didn't see where that greenhead went down.
That's all right. Sounds good to me.
She's downwind of it. She'll find it.
Blood on the water.
There she got it now. She got one of the better noses I've ever had.
Nothing better than a dog with a big time nose.
I mean, I can put her, if I get her downwind, man.
They're not going to miss.
It's absolutely, I know there's some great dogs out there over the years. I know, and I've had some too, but I ain't had one like this one. She's just.
Once in a lifetime dog. You get them.
It is. It sure is. There goes red leg feet, almost red.
Red legs.
I think they're going to mount this one. Y'all going to mount this one, huh? Okay. Good.
A rarity. A green head in the marsh.
Huh? Yeah. Got a boy. I got the boys from College Station 4 in here. They got me forever. Yeah. I bought my vehicle from them.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Right.
But they do a bunch of fishing trips and just good guys, friends.
Where'd you say they were from? Yeah.
College Station.
College Station. Board. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Boy, Maggie's had a tough game yesterday against the Bulldogs.
Boy, didn't they?
Boy, that was kind of hard to watch.
They'll build me for it. They didn't have much problem yesterday. Texas looked decent.
Yeah, but did they look good or did Arkansas look good? You know, I can't believe Arkansas's offense hung in there like that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Texas is that good. I really don't. But it don't really matter come Friday how good they are. You throw it all out. That ball game Friday night, you know, with the Aggies.
Well, the bad thing about that game is, you know, the Aggies are undefeated. And it's a rivalry game, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, you can throw out I don't know what the line's going to be from Vegas on that one, but you can throw it out. I bet it's probably going to be 1-1.5. I'm not a gambler. I just kind of like to see what they think.
Right.
But it's probably going to be 1.5, I bet. What I'm thinking. Maybe over and under, probably 55.5 probably. There'll be some
point score, yeah. Hey, the Texans, man, they made a bunch of money for the odds makers in Vegas last week. Thursday night.
The Bufflehead. Sure did. That was a good ball game.
Lamb was what, 5.5 points and boy, to beat Buffalo, that's I think 86% of the bettors were betting on Buffalo.
Yeah, I think so. The thing is that I don't remember the last time Buffalo's beat us in Houston, when they've had great
Josh
teams.
Allen's 0-4 in our stadium. Remember Jim Kelly used to have a tough time here.
He did. Heck, he played here, you know. He played for the Gamblers, you know. He played in Astro.
Right, but he had a tough time against, you know, the Oilers.
Yeah, come back against the Oilers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, there's been some athletes come through this city. I sure do miss the Oilers, guy. Those were some times. I was in college back then when all that was going on. The Cowboys were good, and the Oilers were good. That was fun times. Fun times. Huh? I think we'll ever see another running back like Earl Campbell. We'll probably never another coach like Bum Phillips, you know.
No, we won't. That Earl was something else. Old Tyler Rose.
Old Tyler Rose. Coming at us, boys. Get ready. Got four.
Get ready. Come on with it. Don't move.
Let him come. Right there. Come.
Happens fast, doesn't it?
Well, the first four looked like they were going to do it, and they went on. And so we were going to call them back, and then five dropped in on us. And and we got one. That was Jet Yadwell there. I really wish there was other four hadn't it come behind them because I think we're going.
Yeah, kind of messed it up, four. Didn't it?
Mm, they did, and we end up flaring those other ones. We end up getting one out of there. Yeah, those four looked like they were going to do it. And then they made a pass and was going to turn back around, and here comes five more dipping in. So that's a good problem to have on a Sunday morning, isn't it? Good problem to have.
At least you got a little bit of weather this morning. How hard your northeast wind there?
Man, it probably 10 to 12, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably 10 to 12. And we're kind of tucked down in a little secluded pond, so we can't really feel it up here.
We're about 18 to 21 now at Eagle Point out of the east-northeast. Boy, that's a good duck hunting wind. Our guys in the marsh over here at Bears ought to have a good shoot this morning.
Gene and all that bunch.
Yeah.
They've been shooting some birds, hadn't they, Gene and them, on Lake Orchibado, hadn't they?
Yeah, they've been doing good, better than most, I can tell you that.
That's a pretty marsh they hunt, man.
It's such prime marsh and has been for our entire lives, all that area down there.
When they don't have ducks, when they're not shooting them, nobody's shooting them, you know?
You remember me and you down on the Fitzgerald Ranch, Big Lake and all that down there. That's just, hey.
Man. Those ducks have imprinted for years.
Jesus.
Years and years and years of ducks imprinting in there and just the stuff that we saw. And, man. And I think I kind of knew what was going on, but heck, I was still in college, and it's like this all the time. No, it ain't no more.
Not anymore.
Man,
all them days, Jackson Ranch and Fitzgerald's all through there. That was just really awesome.
It was. That marsh back there, those two marsh ponds in the back we had to get to, and that marsh buggy and man, and then you get a little wind, and those geese would start roosting back there, and you get them trading back and forth. And you didn't have enough shells sometimes.
No, you didn't.
You really didn't.
Absolutely stupid.
Oh,
yeah, coming at us.
Let him come.
Now kill it. Now kill it.
Dead duck.
No, the mother model duck.
How about that? Gadwalls and modlers this morning. And mallards.
And greenheads, baby.
Yeah.
What old Jack Holland used to say, them green-headed mallards? Is that what he used to call them?
Green-headed Northern mallards. Service over here in Anniwack, Texas.
And Northern mallards is what he used to
Northern
call them.
Northern mallards. Jack Holland. What a character he was.
He ended my life at about 19 one morning. I guess he was asleep or something. I was coming down that road by Double Bow. And that joker pulled out in that old Dodge truck with that green head on the side. And I locked him up. I was going to Fitzgerald. I locked him up and missed him. And he still didn't know that he pulled out in front of me. He just went on. And I told him that action. I said, Holland, you know you about killed me this morning. He goes, what? Yeah, he still didn't know.
Yeah.
And he just went on talking about ducks.
He was in a fog.
Yeah, he was in fog, right. But he did. Golly. Remember that old Dodge that was camouflage?
Yeah.
That old Dodge with that green head on the side?
Had the green head duck on the door.
And he had painted, he had homemade painted it camo colored or something.
That was Holland, man.
That was Holland. He beat us down there. He'd be waiting on Jackie Ray down at the Jackson Ranch when Jack had that house down there. And we'd be coming off the fishing field, and Holland would be sitting on the picnic table waiting for us, wanting to talk.
Right.
That was something.
The days.
You know, all these people were talking about you and Jackie Ray. And you know, I mean, even poor, Robbie was in his prime back then. He was,
Robbie was my age back then, you know. And
so
was,
yeah, I remember when Robbie first started out with Jack and everything.
Yep.
You couldn't help but like that kid, man. He was something.
Well,
else.
He had it. That's the thing, you know. He had it. He's like Dwayne, you know, too. He had it, you know. And, you know, just enjoyed doing it. And man, you just, so sad. So sad. He had a fishing watch, too, you know.
I think about Robbie all the time. Everybody misses
him. I know.
Him.
He does.
Never lost for words.
Never a loss for words.
Well, let's.
Yeah. I haven't made a hunt in Chambers County yet. I haven't had time to get away from here. I've got that marsh over there, and it's just now picking up. It's kind of right over there by Osterbow. They had a pretty decent shoot last weekend on it. I probably hunt it that week. That week of Christmas, I'll come home, see mom and dad. I'll bring you a gallon of oysters and
and
roll off in that marsh and hunt one morning.
Matagorda oysters.
Mm-hmm. Where they're pretty good shape right now. Even though it's been as hot as it is, they're getting a good amount of them right now. They're in fact, Matagorda is actually open. It wasn't open a whole lot. A lot of these guys were having to go to Sea Drift to Port Lavaca last year. Our boats were, but that north shoreline of West Bay is open, and they're getting them over there by Shell Island. They hadn't been able to oyster in, I guess, 2 or 3 years. And we need it.
Oysters by now, you know. They ought to be above 3 inches big. So,
and we need
Christmas
them to
time.
Turn
that's
over
when the oysters get good, man. Whew. Christmas, New Year's, that's when they're the best.
Yeah, we need them to turn those oysters over, you know. And
yeah, they do
generate
they
new
groom
growth.
Those reefs, rake them, groom them.
What it does, help. That's what I tell our oyster guys around here. Man, it helps. It helps our fishing too.
It does. It stirs everything up, brings the bait in, and fish with it, man.
I mean, well, we've talked about it so many times that, you know, the best fishing's over live oyster reefs, not dead ones, you know.
That's exactly right. Live shell, big trout.
And we don't have a whole lot. Only. Yeah.
You have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family and everything. But, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call about coming down and fishing and hunting with you this winter, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right, Bink. Hey, always a pleasure, man.
You too.
Later.
Have a good Sunday, everybody.
Right. We're going to do it. Later, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.